Nina Sumter, narrator. This is Broken Glamour by Maggie Marr. There, on the very top shelf, was a tin of coffee. No way was I getting that tin without the serious help of a step stool or a ladder. Their housekeeper, Mathilde, really needed to step up her game. We'd had help my entire life, and even I knew you had to stock the kitchen so that the pathetic people that paid the help could find the very basics when they needed them. I walked out of the pantry and spied a bar stool by the counter. Safe? No. Did I care? No. At this point, I wanted caffeine so badly, I'd pay the price of a broken limb. I dragged the chair across the kitchen floor on the march to my death mission. I settled one knee on the seat cushion, and my lower body turned from under me. Great. The chair swiveled. I could do this. I could seriously do this. I had balance. I had core strength. Thank you, former Pilates class. I settled my foot onto the chair and made certain I didn't stand on the edge of my robe. Slowly, I wobbled my way to a fully upright position. Now I was nearly as tall as the top cabinet. A smile crept across my face. I wasn't completely incompetent. I could get things done. Everything would be fine. My hand trembled toward the tin of coffee, while my other waved outward in space for balance. Then I heard the clickety-clack of damned doggy nails on the tile floor. This is Deviant, Daughter of Darkness, Book 2, by Kristen Middleton. You're the only man I want to seduce, Dorian. I reached up and touched his face. I keep imagining what it would be like, you and I, together. I whispered, running my thumb along his jawline. I want you inside of me, Dorian. Don't make me beg for it. He slapped my hand away.
Enough! You need to quit saying these things and touching me, he snapped. I'm not going to have sex with you. Get it through your head.
Surprised and a little hurt by his harshness, I glared up at him. Fine. You don't have to be so cruel about it, though. He laughed coldly.
Cruel?
Dorian grabbed the sides of my arms, his icy blue eyes burning into mine.
Let's talk about cruel. Your mother talked me into doing this, knowing that I'd fall hard for you, knowing how much I would want you. She knew this, and yet made me promise not to touch you in any way, shape, or form. She had to have known what kind of torture that would be, especially if we were destined to fall in love. Damn it, if anyone is cruel, it was Lilith.
This is Broken Glamour by Maggie Marr.
That is one tall drink of water, Russell said.
Yeah, I said. She's my dilemma.
Russell's gaze locked with mine.
That's the girl?
I nodded.
You have got to get yourself the hell away from her. How could you survive that for another 10 months?
She leaves for New York at the end of the summer.
She feel the same way as you?
I don't know, I said. I couldn't touch Amanda with my hands, but I could most definitely soak up every ounce of her skin with my eyes. After all the shit she knows I did when I was drunk, it's hard for me to believe she'd want me.
Amanda finally found me in the crowd. A slow smile slipped over her face.
Oh, hell no, Russell said. That girl does not hate you. You see how she looks at you? Damn, man, I could feel that from over here.
This is Surviving the Biker by Cassie Alexandra.
I hope you like prime rib, she said, taking another drink of her wine.
I love it,
he replied. Good. I always make it on Christmas Eve. It's a holiday tradition, so you'd better get used to it.
It smells great,
he replied. Thank you. I use my mother's recipe for the seasoning. She was an amazing cook.
So are you, said Jim. I think I've gained 10 pounds since we started seeing each other.
How long have you two been dating?
Asked Trevor, as he slipped his arm around my waist and pulled me in tightly.
We started dating around the time that you did, said Vonda.
Although, I had been wanting to ask her out longer than that,
added Jim,
grabbing her hand and squeezing it.
I don't blame you. In fact, I can see where Adriana gets her looks,
said Trevor. My mother blushed. Nobody is as beautiful as my Adriana, she said. Thanks, Mom, I replied. But you're biased, obviously.